Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Systemair conference call to present and discuss the SG Trans acquisition on the 27th of November, 2012. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Systemair. You can identify forward-looking statements by such terms as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might. The negative of such terms or other similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of the unanticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technology and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specially related to Systemair and its operations. I will now hand the conference over to Evgeny Choykov. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for dialing in. The purpose of this call is to discuss Systemair's announcement today with regards to the acquisition of SG Trans. Online with me, we have Mikhail Shamonin, our President and CEO. You can find the presentation for today's announcement on our website at systemair.com. I will now turn the call over to Mikhail for his comments.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. We have today announced that we have signed an agreement to acquire SG Trans, the Russian market's largest independent operator of specialized rail cars for transportation of liquefied petroleum gas. SG Trans has a fleet of approximately 15,000 rail cars and provides transportation services for all major vertically integrated Russian oil companies and also provides gas storage and distribution services. Under the terms of the agreement, Systemair will pay ₸22.7 billion for 100% equity in the company. We plan to finance the deal through our own substantial cash reserves, and having now received the necessary government approvals, we expect the deal to close over the next few days. Our entry into the transportation market should not come as a surprise, as this is a key sector we identified for new investments. Railways are the backbone of the Russian transport system and accounted for 85% of total cargo in 2011. The sector has performed consistently well over the last few years, demonstrating 6-8% growth rates and delivering excellent margins averaging 40%. A key factor that led to our investment is the existing fragmentation of the sector and the opportunity to establish a leading player through consolidation. On slide 4 in our presentation, you can see how quickly the market has transformed from being dominated by one state player to numerous operators at this stage. It's a sector where scale matters, and we believe it will in the future be primarily dominated by three or four large operators. We have a very clear strategy based on three key pillars. Establish solid partnership with industry experts, adopt operator business model to get the greatest economies of scale, and maintain strong price discipline when assessing M&A opportunities. Our investment view is 5 to 7 years, split into two stages, the first being expansion and second being cash return, either in the form of substantial dividends or exit. Over the course of the last few months, we have been busy building a foundation which had allowed us to participate in the SG Trans privatization. Through Bashnet, we established a partnership with a financial alliance, a key sector player, with their own fleet of rail cars and experienced management. That JV currently has 19,500 rail cars, part owned, part leased, all of which are tank cars and service oil product transportation. The tank rail cars segment of the transportation sectors of particular interest to us thanks to its largely stable tariffs and growth opportunities. This led us to take part in the privatization of SG Trans, which has the strongest position in the market. Transportation of LPG in Russia has expanded at a combined average growth rate of 8% over the last few years, with the SG Trans services expanding 9% in the same period. The company's fleet is evenly split between the 73 and 54-meter tank cars, with an average age of 24.5 years and accounts for 47% of the market. Importantly, as shown on slide 11 of our presentation, SG Trans has a diverse client list, resulting in a balanced revenue stream. The second part of SG Trans's business is gas storage and retail gas stations. The company owns 12 LPG terminals strategically located across Russia and has 64 gas stations in 20 regions. Turning to valuation, we believe that the price paid for SG Trans is fair and reflects the numerous synergies and value potential within the company. Foremost, we plan to unlock significant value in the gas segment by considering strategic options for SG Trans's gas storage and retail stations. This business will allow us to recoup a substantial part of the acquisition price. Further value will be delivered from a number of operational efficiencies, such as improving fleet capacity usage, growing market share, and bringing tariffs to current market levels. The latter are at least 20% underpriced, and their increase will play a significant role in growing our margins and doubling EBITDA within the next 2 years. Looking at SG Trans financials, you can see the company has a cash position of approximately 1 billion rubles at present and zero debt. As we restructure the company and improve operations, we envisage increasing debt to a substantial level, which will create an opportunity to further regain some of our original investment costs. Finally, we intend to combine SG Trans and other transportation interests together. We are in negotiations with Bashnia in acquiring its 50% stake in the JV and are also discussing with our partner the financial contribution for SG Trans once the assets are consolidated. Taking all of the above into consideration, the $730 million price we paid is in line with fair market multiples and will largely be offset in the medium term. As demonstrated by today's announcement, Sistema has made significant progress in the transportation sector and has established a strong platform for future growth. Our aim is to create a top three industry operator, which can in time become comparable to some of our other large-scale investments. We have a clear organic and M&A strategy in place and a strong partner able to source and manage the assets. As we progress some of the key milestones, we look forward to updating you further. Evgeny, it's over to you now.
Thank you, Mikhail. We're now ready to take questions.
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press star 2. There will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. The first question comes from Alexander Vengranovich from Oktree Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So I would like to ask a question regarding the structure of the deal. So on the last conference call, you said that the exposure of Sistema will be limited to $150 million, while the rest will be financed by the partner and SG Trans itself by taking the debt. So here in the presentation, we don't see any details of the financing. So is this scheme is still valid, or you are still planning to try to kind of ask your partner to join you in financing SG Trans? Otherwise, you will finance you the whole transaction yourself. And the second question is regarding SG Trans operating margin and EBITDA. It seems like it's operating at the level which is much lower than the other peers. What are the reasons why the company is so inefficient, and why do you think you could turn it to make more efficient? Thank you.
First question, the plan still is to share the acquisition price with the partner. The sequence of events is going to be as follows. We will first buy SG Trans onto Sistema. Then we will put SG Trans into our company, which is called Unirail, which is the one that we are founding together with our partners. And we expect partners to contribute at least 50% of the cost of SG Trans, less the debt that we're going to take on SG Trans. And the sort of the approximate volume of debt we are planning to raise is around $300 million. So basically the price that the partners would have to pay, meaning us and our partners, is $400 million, split sort of evenly 50-50. So that's where the number from 150 to 200 million comes from. And also we're planning to sell some of the non-core assets of SG Trans to recoup another part of this investment. It's premature to say exactly how much money we're going to get for selling of those non-core assets, but the amount is going to be substantial, and this will also lower down the investment cost. And once, as far as the EBITDA is concerned, we believe we can double up the EBITDA in the next year or so by number one, increasing prices. We believe that there is room to increase prices, and also and there are a number of operating efficiency measures that we already kind of put together as a plan.
Okay, and just a follow-up for the second question. Why do you think the previous owners of SG Trans did not increase the prices themselves? I mean, like, what make you feel comfortable that you can actually increase the prices for the clients, and what make you tailor your clients to your business and not let them go by means of increasing the prices? Thank you.
Well, because in the segment where SG Trans operates, it has around 50% market share, and the demand for liquid gas transportation is now increasing because of the government requirements set forth on the oil companies to increase the utilization rates of the associated gas. And that's why we believe it's a good opportunity right now to renegotiate some of the contracts and actually increase some of the prices.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ivan Kim from VTB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Two questions, please. First, what are the real estate assets you're referring to in the presentation and which you plan to dispose of? And secondly, what do you think are the CapEx requirements in SG Trans business over the next, say, 5 years? Thank you.
The real estate assets are basically around 8 hectares of land around Achakova region in Moscow, which we're planning to sell for basically real estate development into the market, and also gas stations, majority of which are also located around Moscow, and we believe there is big value locked in those gas stations. As far as CapEx requirements are concerned, we are not ready at this point to disclose those figures. We're still kind of in the process of putting the CapEx strategy together. It will not be anything dramatic, but some CapEx will be required for sure. But I can't give you the numbers right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Denis Vorchik from Euroslip. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the presentation. And my question is regarding your product strategy in the sector. So are you going to focus on rail transportation only or on assets in ports? So civilian assets are also of interest for Sistema. And in particular, are you going to bid for state stake in Novorossiysk port in particular? Thanks.
We're not going into port right now, and we have no plans to participate in the Novorossiysk tender at this point. We're looking at the whole kind of logistics sector and analyzing it, but have made no decisions to enter. Rail, as the rail segment itself, we made a decision to develop. And as I said, our strategy is to build number two and number three operator in Russia and consolidate the market. And we believe it's a very good business opportunity at this point.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anna Lepetikina from Sberbank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to clarify, if I understand, you want to dispose gas stations and land, but what your estimation of the fair value of these assets? Also, you mentioned strategic options, and as far as I understand, it is for storage. What kind of strategic options you review? And also, is it possible to give a breakdown of EBITDA by transportation and gas segments? Thank you.
EBITDA is mostly transportation. Gas segment is very small. I cannot give you the exact numbers, but it's like 90% transportation or more. The value of non-core assets is hard to tell at this point, but I would expect it to be no less than 100 to 150 million altogether dollars. And I'm not sure I got the question on the strategic importance of what, of storages? I'm not sure exactly
for storage, because you mentioned that you will consider some strategic options for storage for the gas segment. So if you are to sell gas stations, you are left with storage. So what exactly you're going to do with LPG terminals?
Yeah, basically we'll see how important that is for the strategy of the company, and then we'll make a decision whether to sell or not. Like the gas stations and the land, we already know that we're going to be looking to sell, because these assets are not strategic to developing our rail car business. And the storages, we'll just have to understand better, you know, how the market develops, especially with the requirements to the associated gas and the oil companies. At this point, we don't have a full understanding of it yet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from Irina Stupachenko from Ocrity Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the presentation. I just wanted to ask whether you have some valuation criteria for acquiring new assets in the railway transportation business. I mean, do you look at some valuation multiples, or do you have any budget allocated for these acquisitions? Also, what criteria do you use? For example, we know that you withdrew your bid for Eurostrans, saying that the asset is too expensive. So what was your criteria for deciding this?
Yeah, the basic criteria in all acquisitions, including this one, we are looking to get the total shareholder return, TSR, in excess of Sistema's cost of capital, which is around 15%. So basically, we're building financial model for every acquisition, including LG Trans. And if it delivers the cost of capital, then basically it's an acquisition that we're ready to make. Of course, we consider multiples. We're looking at other deals in the sector, but we basically make our decision on the basis of DCF model, which in itself is based on our understanding of the market, the forecasts, you know, development plans for the company, and so on and so forth. And we're going to be looking at other acquisitions exactly in the same fashion.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And what are the acquisitions potential targets in addition to MMK Trans, which was reported in the local press, are you looking at?
We are looking at a number of assets. I don't think it really makes sense to be mentioning names right now, because they're in different stages. But our goal is, again, to build a large operator with a fleet of at least 100,000 cars. maybe 150. So that's kind of the target size that we're looking at.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press star 2. The next question comes from Anna Kurbatova from BCS. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you very much for the presentation. I wanted to ask who do you think are your main competitors for, like, interesting railway assets on the Russian market? Because as far as I remember, your comments and also some press reports about the details of SG Trans auction, there were many bids from different market players, and you made the best bid. But your strategy in general and in railway transportation relies mostly on M&As. I think that you more or less have already the idea with whom you will compete for good assets. Could you maybe give us some idea of in this area? Thank you.
I mean, the so-called usual suspects, I mean, the companies that participated in the tender are the companies which will be competing for acquisition of further assets, I believe, in the future. And it depends on how quickly we act and, you know, how successful we are in negotiating deals with potential M&A targets. I mean, it's pretty much all I can say. It's the strategy, as any M&A strategy, cannot be certain until you actually go and do it. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how market develops. There are a number of players which are heavily loaded with debt and price fluctuations, which we see now, and potential decline that could happen next year could actually help us with some of the acquisitions that that we are looking at. It's pretty hard to describe exactly who is going to compete for what. But we know that, for instance, the second rail company, which is still a part of Russian Railways, is going to be put up for privatization in the near future, and that's a good opportunity. And also, there are a number of private players that we think can be consolidated. But the behavior of competitors is pretty difficult for me to describe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And also, can I ask whether your priorities are both in acquiring controlling stakes and minority stakes? So, if you consider the assets to be potentially interesting, you will also try to enter it through minority stake acquisition, like you made an attempt with the Freight One. Or you will, in terms of you are limited in cash, you will be mostly looking at controlling stakes. Thank you.
Mostly looking at controlling stakes. The attempt on Freight One was purely a financial investment, or an attempt to make a financial investment, because we believe that the price at which the stake was sold was extremely attractive given the financial performance of the first rail company. And that was a separate move from the strategy of building a consolidated company. In the strategy of building a consolidated player, of course, we're going to be looking for controlling stakes so we can basically monetize the assets and get a full payback once the time comes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Olga Doronina from VTB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation. A couple of questions from my side. The first one is on the strategy in transportation sector. There is actually a slide on the presentation mentioning that the current priority is expansion to the rail 10 cars and not open cars. So does it explain the reason why you didn't buy Eurostrans, for example, or there was some other reason such as high valuation or probably some other reasons? And another question is, does it mean that in the future, in the near future, the primary focus will be still on rail 10 cars rather than gondola cars, for example? And additional question, do you have any some guidance for how big the company will be in the transportation sector regarding the financial the financial side? For example, can you provide some sales or EBITDA targets or net income? Thank you.
No, sales or EBITDA targets we're not comfortable to provide right now. That is too premature, but if you look at the performance of the first rail company, I mean, this is the kind of size that we are looking to grow into. You know, we believe that this could be a so-called third leg or sistema, you know, similar in size to or comparable, let's put it this way, in size to MTS or Bashnet. And yes, the strategy is first to focus on the on the tank rail cars, but we do not exclude diversifying into open cars at sort of later stages. And by later stages, I mean sort of 2014, so it's not actually that late. I think 2013, we'll spend in integrating the assets that we have and pushing some of the M&A opportunities and potential diversification end of 2013-2014.
Yeah, thank you. And regarding the question on Eurostrans, the reason why you didn't buy the asset?
I think we considered the price to be too high for the asset at the time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Polina Ergimova from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Thanks very much for the presentation. I have two questions. First is, do you plan somehow reducing the average age of your fleet? In other words, do you plan to buy the new cars? And if yes, to what extent? And the second one, you disclose the cash position of SG Trans at 1.1 billion rubles. Is it cash or net cash position? Thanks.
It's cash position. There is no debt, so it's pure cash. And yes, we're planning, of course, to replace some of the older cars, but sort of in a very reasonable pace. You know, we're not planning to make a huge investment in the next few years to fully replace the fleet. The fleet, even though it's not young, but it's in a good condition and. We have an opportunity to extend the life of the fleet and do the repairs, and basically we feel pretty comfortable with the fleet age.
Apologies, everyone. We seem to have had a problem with our line. Can you please repeat the last question? Operator, do we have any more questions on the line?
Next question comes from Anna Lepetikina from Sberbank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. I have a follow-up question on First Alliance. As far as I understand, you intend to transfer SG Trans into Unirail. So before that, you should acquire First Alliance from Bashnet. When exactly you intend to complete this transaction, and what will be the price?
The price I cannot tell you. We're negotiating with Bashnet, but we're planning to complete it either before the end of the year or sort of in the very beginning of 2013.
Mm-hmm. And just one more question. Will you consolidate this combined company or you will account using the equity method?
Yeah, we will consolidate it into Sistema.
Despite your stake being 50%, yeah?
Yes, I think the way it is structured in the management agreement that we are in control of the operation and that will give us a consolidation opportunity.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The last question comes from Alexander Vendrankovic from Ocrity Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you.
I have also a question regarding the introduction of changes regarding the increasing utilization rate for associated guests. As far as I understand, that's the part of the business case for SG Trans acquisition. Do you think that changes will happen next year, or you have probably longer time frame for that? Thank you.
They're happening already this year, and then they will continue to happen next year. I don't have the details in front of me right now, but there is a progressive increase in the associated gas utilization requirements, and we know that from Rosneft and from Bashneft, where we have to take care of this issue.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
That draws our call to a conclusion. Thank you, everyone, for dialing in today. Have a good day.
This concludes the Systema conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.